Today I want to share on, and it's not just English language now. The dear friends, in terms of concept-wise, I'm not talking about literally in English now, but the difference between waiting for God to do something and waiting on God to get it done. Waiting for God to do something and waiting on God to get it done. Now, the idea behind it is when people say we are waiting on God, really and truly, the practice is like they are waiting for God to do something. So we ask a person, says, well, I've been waiting on God for a job for 3 years. You might find out that the actual practice of the person is that I've been waiting for God to bring the job to me, and I've been doing that for the last 3 years. So we want to look at the difference between waiting. Waiting for God is hoping without any real certainty. Waiting on God is like having the raw material, but you are taking the raw material through a necessary or the necessary process in order for there to be the outcome. So you understand that this thing has to go through a process. Like the Bible says, the word was not mixed with faith in them that had it, so it did not produce any result. So you have the raw material, and you now understand the process that you are going to take the raw material through in order for the product, or what we mean the promise, or the event to materialize in one's life. So I'm looking at waiting for God and then waiting on God. And this misconception comes maybe the way in which people, the way you were exposed, sorry, to the teaching on waiting on God, and the understanding that you had is like somebody is waiting for God to do something. Now, Proverbs chapter 4. Proverbs 4 and verse 20. It says, my son, attend to my words. Incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart. For they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. That word health, if you have a Bible that runs commentaries or has margins and, you know, runs that, it says that a keyword Bible, the word health will either have a small letter or a number there, signifying that it has another meaning that you might want to look up that might be better than the one used here, more appropriate, not better, for your study. And the Hebrew rendering of the word health is medicine to all their flesh. In other words, the way you take a person takes medicine, it says the word of God is like medicine that is taken to all their flesh. A person might take medicine for malaria, medicine for this, but all flesh. Regardless of what's going on, the word of God is medicine to all their flesh. That word flesh could also mean physical existence, outward life. In other words, medicine for an ailing business, medicine for an ailing marriage, medicine to everything that is going on the outside. Then he goes on and says, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it comes the issues of life. Put away from thee a forward mouth, and perverse lips put very far away from thee. Now, Proverbs 20, right down here to 25, describes the process through which a person who is waiting on God for the fulfillment of something. In other words, it's not someone who is waiting for God to do it. It's someone who is waiting on God knowing that if I do these things, right, out of my heart is going to come this experience that I seek for. Out of my own heart is going to proceed this job. Out of my heart is going to proceed my future life partner, whatever it is, out of my own heart. So it's not coming out of God, where I'm waiting for God to do it. God gives the raw material. Here is where the factory is. And out of my heart will produce these things. But the important thing I want to speak to today came as a result of a conversation with a medical friend, a doctor friend of mine. And while we're talking about the Word of God, you know, he said something about medicine. And he just said it in passing, but it struck a chord on the inside of me. And so I asked him after I framed it out, I said, you know, you said something about medicine, and I feel that this is the way and manner in which God's word should be applied. And so I used the phrase, rephrased it in a way common person can understand this. And I said, that's absolutely right. Now, when a person goes to a doctor, and the person says, well, there's something wrong, and the doctor says, all right, we want to give you medicine, all right, so treat it. It's telling us that God also, all right, in the same way God sends his word, God walks through his word. The doctor doesn't heal, but he gives the medicine that heals. Are you following what I'm saying? All right, but when he's given the medicine that heals, and I want to say why people don't get results. When he gives the medicine that heals, there's a prescription, but with it, there is also instruction on the usage of the medicine. So it tells you this should be used, 2 tablets, 3 times a day for 5 days. And I'll show something about God's word. All right? Now, so this friend of mine said to me, and this is what I grasped from the conversation. The reason why a doctor will tell you to use it twice, let's just say or one time, but there's consistency. It tells you 3 times a day, continuously, over a period of time, and then we're going to see the results. Is that when, in order for medicine to work, and that's what I wrote down, right? The reason doctor tells you to take this tablet thrice a day for 5 days is that the substance, that's the medicinal thing there, within the drug must remain in your bloodstream at a constant minimal level, which means that medicine must remain at a certain level in your bloodstream for a period of time in order for the necessary change to be effected. So, if you take the tablet at 8 a.m., it goes to work, gets into your bloodstream, starts working. Let's assume it has to be, let's say, at 10 measures for it to work. You're taking it in, it's at 30, it's working. But as time is going on during the day, it begins to diminish, all right, as time is going on. So they say, take another one in the afternoon at 1 p.m. to push that thing up again. Then it goes again in the evening to push it up. So the next day again, make sure it's in your system. Make sure it's in your system at this level. Make sure it's in your system, which means if you take 1 tablet today, you don't take for 3 days, it diminishes from there, and then you take again after 3 days, it's not going to work. Now, for God's word to work when you are believing God for something, the word of God must abide in you at a constant minimal level over a period of time. If it doesn't abide at that minimal level over a period of time, which is what happens when we're waiting for God. They're not waiting on God. In other words, I pray, I'm believing God, let's say, for a spouse. I pray, all right, God, heard prayer today and all of that. And then, you know, you go on with life, you get caught up with the activities of life. And, you know, you don't put your faith out to work. All right, the word of God is not coming into your system for the fulfillment of that thing. until we do night vigil. Then we said prayer point for family. Then you remember, are you following what I'm saying? Yeah. Yeah, it's like somebody that takes the drug there, and then they say, and then they remember, and they say, okay, we'll take it again. Are you following what I'm saying? Yeah. And then, now, of course, if somebody is physically ill, and there's pain and all of that, they will remember to be taking the drug. But if what is happening is not really, you can go on with life without anybody knowing, you get what I'm saying here? Yeah? Which means what you are believing God for, you can continue living without it. What happens is that you might not put pressure on that medicine the way you ought to put pressure. You might not put pressure on God's word the way you ought to put pressure. Now, this is what I'm saying. If the word of God for that particular thing remains in your system over a period of time, at a certain level, it will come to pass. Are you following what I'm saying here? That if the word of God, that's why Jesus said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you. That's why when Joshua had the assignment, this book of the law must not depart. You must meditate upon it day and night. Charles Capp said he believes it's morning and evening. All right? But you must meditate. It must be in your system. The word of God is like a two-edged sword, pierces into the dividing asunder. It literally goes on the inside of you. And I want to show something here. The word of God is always working. Now, many times, people like Kenneth Hagin said are looking for the spectacular, and they miss out on the supernatural, which can happen every day. And the accumulation of supernatural things will bring about powerful manifestations, but they are looking for the spectacular, which means they heard a testimony, all right, which they didn't even check, you know, whether the thing was fabricated to an extent, whether the person, you know, I've heard testimony before, I knew the person, and the person meant well, you know, but, you know, sometimes you can, you know, you can beef up the testimony. You understand what I'm saying here? You know, you are trying to say the ministry is really powerful. So, you know, you say more than what you should say. You know, people can get carried away, all right? And this chap had this testimony, and he said, you know, I just sat down, so I was meditating. They just came to meet me and gave me this powerful job. Everybody said, praise God, I knew him. I said, come, Oga. I said, Oga, this is not what happened. This is not what happened. And there are young people there that will think this is how you get these big jobs. You finished in school. You were almost secretary in your CU you were doing. You came out, just missed first class, worked in a top consulting firm. While you were consulting, you met this particular man that liked you. He said, listen, come and work for me. You refused. You said you were going into your business. Your business did not work. Then this man also said he didn't work. He sent for you again in this big company and gave you the job. That is what happened. So the testimony started from you coming out with good grades. Do you get what I'm saying here? But you now tell the testimony to young people that I just sat down, they came for me. So this one is sitting down, waiting for them. Even Joseph interpreted dream. He showed something before they called him. Do you understand what I'm saying? Someone does a shoddy job, he said they are going to call for me. They will call for me. So it has to be within us at that minimal level there. In other words, for the change. So what we want to look at is how do I get God's word, all right? When I'm waiting on God, I know I'm doing something consciously. That God's word concerning this issue must be in my heart at a constant, right, minimal level over a period of time. And I know that. That's how you want to approach things. So if somebody tells me I've been waiting on God, for God for something, all right, waiting for God there, what you are doing, you might say, I'm waiting on God, but if what you are doing is that, you know, you are just waiting, hoping that God will do something, your life, all right, if you are believing God for something, if you say, I'm waiting on God for something to happen, okay, and I'm waiting on him for that particular thing to happen, I mean, just like somebody, he says, guard your heart, you are protecting your heart. You are not allowing anything, because it says when you pray, it says the peace of God that passes all understanding, these things that are pure, that are of good report, think upon these things, which means that you guard your heart. You understand from your heart, so you don't allow anything just to get into your heart. It's like somebody saying that, well, you know, I want to lose weight. They say, okay, all right, so what's happening? The person says, I want to lose weight. I want to lose weight. You go and see the person in the house. They stack up donuts this way. I'm going to lose weight. You understand that if somebody says, I'm going to lose weight, they're going to watch what goes into their body. If somebody wants to get certain manifestation, they're going to watch what goes into their heart. If anyone sits down and says, I'm going to lose weight, sleeps and wakes up, what will happen? God is going to do it. Watch it. God is going to do it. Now you laugh at the person. Like, how can God? What are you talking? He said, God is going to do it. And then he's eating everything. God, I'm telling you. Please, you have some ice cream there. God, I'm telling you, God works a wonderful way. All right? And you laugh at the person and say this. All right? I mean, Dr. Crafoldola told me this. He said, the minute the doctor called him and said, we have no solution to this. You have an aggressive form of cancer. It wasn't yet visible. It's aggressive. This is terminal. You have certain amount of time, you are gone. He looked at me in my eyes and said, Pastor, I want to tell you something. He said, from the moment I stepped out of his office, there was no waking moment of the day that I did not put pressure on that cancer. I did something in faith, which means I said, because this is aggressive, I must be aggressive with my faith on this. So I started pushing back. Let me tell you this, if he didn't do that, if he continued his life normally, if he went and you know what, he just preached and all of that, he wouldn't have survived. He said he was aggressive about it. He began, all right, to declare the word of God. I will say this. Began to do things. And I want to say something about God's word here. The Bible says God's word is quick and powerful. Let me say something. You know, when a person takes medicine, after some time, right, they say 5 days, that's malaria. After 1-2 days, even though you are not completely healed, there will be an improvement. All right? You might be lying down, and after 24 hours, this intense headache has now started subsiding there. I'm telling you this, if you begin to operate in God's word, it's quick and powerful. You might not yet get the manifestation at the beginning, but the word is doing something inside you that you know changes are occurring. Now, I want to show you what I'm saying here. In other words, this person was so anxious about everything, but as they began to put the word of God sharper than any two-edged sword into their system, after some time, they noticed that all the fear concerning it has disappeared. No manifestation yet. Listen. When you apply God's word, you apply living power into your being. You are applying the power of God inside the human heart. Listen, it's not, you know, some people say, you know, I'm sound on doctrine, but you know, I'm just low on results. People tend to say that. All right? That, you know, we really are what people, it's not, we don't know how to get results. All right, all these other people that pray, they get results, but we are the real what people. Listen, you cannot be sound on doctrine and miss results. Listen to what I'm saying. This thing stemmed out of an interpretation that came from campus. We've all been there. You know, when you're doing campus, it's a sheltered environment. You can be talking Greek and Hebrew because nobody, you know, people, our father is paying the thing, and so you can be talking. But when you come out, all right, you start talking, the man who is raising a family wants to know, how do I raise my family by your Greek and Hebrew? Answer my question. So if you come out with your concept from campus there, of course, what will happen to you, all right, is that you start thinking you are sound. Now, somebody asked me, said, but and God said we should, it's about knowledge. Paul was praying knowledge. I said, you are correct. But look at what the knowledge is. He said, God, I ask that God will fill us with the knowledge of his will, you, with all wisdom and spiritual understanding. Now, what's the effect of it? That you might walk worthy unto him, unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work. In other words, if he fills you with the knowledge of his will, in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, the result and effect is that you will be fruitful in every good work. You cannot say, I'm filled with the knowledge of God's will and there's no fruitfulness. In the same way, you can't walk through those doors and say, somebody just passed or somebody just poured a bucket of water on me and you are dry. Do you understand what I'm saying here? The same way you cannot say, I'm filled with the knowledge of God's will, and you are not fruitful in every. Look at what it says in Ephesians. It says that God will give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation and knowledge, that the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, you might know the hope of his high calling, the riches of his glory, or glorious inheritance, and the exceeding greatness of his power towards what? It leads to operations in power. So you cannot say that, listen, I'm sound with scriptures. It's just that somehow, you know, I'm not getting results. It means your understanding of that thing. And let me share this with you. I shared this before during the faith seminar. I got healed from something, and I felt it was a pinch nerve. It was severe at one point. All right? And I will feel pain. All right? And I will get up in my house. Every day, I was breaking bread. Sometimes twice a day. And I will sit down with the healing scriptures, or this is what I noticed. I will confess, keep repeating the scriptures. And I'll be in pain. And you know what? After some time, the pain will go down. That is, as the word of God entered, it suppressed the pain. Now, I knew I wasn't yet perfectly healed. Because the Bible says, if you plant the word of God as a seed, after some time, the air comes out. That's not the harvest. But you can't put God's word in and something will not show. Do you understand what I'm saying here? You can't be putting God's word in, which means that if somebody is seated here and said, well, I've been looking for a job now, and we look at him and he goes this way. If he starts putting the word of God in for that job, next time we see him, he'll say, I got my job. His countenance will change. You can't make him, the job has not yet come, but something will have changed on the inside of him. How can them Daniel in an inferior covenant come and say after 10 days, come and check us? And then in this covenant, we are saying that if we're just doing theory. Are you following what I'm saying here? I'm saying the word of God is quick. Listen, we are here now. To show you this Bible is quick and powerful. It's just that it only becomes quick and powerful when it gets on your lips. If here, I sit down now and I take some Psalms. John Gillick did this in his book. He said they came to test his brain. And while they were testing, he was talking about the effect of eternal life. He said he started declaring certain psalms. And as he was declaring, as they tested, the thing began to go beyond. He said, as he was saying the word of God, the Spirit of God was infusing his body. It's not theoretical. They could read it. Are you following what I'm saying here? Now, this is what I'm saying here. So you're putting in God's word there, and as you are putting in God's word, all right, into your system there. There are things that begin, you know, there are things, all right, that it's not something, the Bible and our walk of faith is not something that, you know, we are just here and, you know, we are saying theoretical things in the process. Even before the full manifestation comes, there are structural changes that might be going on inside your heart. There are things that the Word of God begins to do, all right, within your soul. There are changes that word starts making on the inside of you that even as a person, you understand. Most of the time, what really happens is that when people make these changes, all right, I was going to say this about church here. Now, if I take some Psalms here. Now, we're all seated here. I said, let's begin, stand up, and let's begin to read this word out of our lips. That's what I say. Oh. And we start going to the Psalms. And we say, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down. As we read that, go to another psalm as well. After some time, you hear people say, glory, glory. You don't understand this? I didn't say they should be jumping. After some time, you hear people exclaim, ah, I don't say. You know what? Because as the word is going in, something is happening. As we are reading that, somebody else, or people could have come in depressed about something. And by the time we finish reading the word of God out, they leave this place and they're fine. Now, here is the problem. By Monday, it will be back. The reason it will be back is that the same way medicine is in your bloodstream and goes down, the word of God gets in and starts dropping. Once it drops beyond that level, the enemy comes in. Now, let me tell you the truth. You start on this journey, you finish this journey. Because even with Jesus, the Bible says when Jesus quoted the scripture, the enemy departed for a season. The literal translation says for a more opportune time. You know what the opportune time is? He was waiting to see whether it would be empty. Because if you drive him out of a place and you don't fill that place with substance, the next time it's coming more formidable. Seven times. So he's looking at that. And I can tell you this literally if you sit down. Let me tell you this. Right? So we can tell somebody who you can go back home now and you can sit down and, you know, there's something that is coming and you start getting depressed about it. And you call a friend.
And then you talk to the friend about it and you feel better. But you know, you could have done something far better than that. You could have gone to the Word of God and just started reading the Word of God out. Any part of the Word of God. You could have gone to John. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning. And you start reading out. In Him was life. And then life, as you start reading out, the Word begins to enter into you. It starts entering. After some time, that depression departs. You are the one calling somebody to comfort them. You are not the one looking for comfort. Are you? You understand?
Thank you for listening.